McLaren found himself in the hot seat for about 2 hours Thursday as the Republican majority members took turns airing grievances.
And Mr. McLaren, you've demonstrated a distinct lack of fairness and impartiality and sound administrative abilities. And you are exactly the type of federal employee or bureaucrat that Americans are really getting tired of.
Mr. McLaren, just to be honest, your agency appears to be more of a taxpayer-funded advocacy group than an impartial federal agency.
Your part of the agency is willing to pick and choose between the rules and pick and choose policies as they see fit at that moment. That's very frustrating.
Those were Republicans Brian Babin, Bruce Westerman, and Frank Lucas. Chairman Lamar Smith of Texas has made EPA a primary target for the committee's scrutiny and says the improperly handled decision about Pebble Mine is another example of larger overreach.
This committee should support due process, protect the permitting process, and insist that EPA actions be based on objective science. The EPA violated all of these tenets in its evaluation of the Pebble Mine. The committee should not allow EPA to stop projects before they even apply for a permit. This would be contrary to the rule of law and the principles of scientific analysis.
Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, a Texas Democrat, offered a rebuttal. She laid out that the Clean Water Act does give EPA authority to put protections on waters before discharge permits have been applied for, though that's only been done once before. Johnson said this shouldn't be the political issue her colleagues on the right had made it into.
It is about protecting a unique environmental resource. In that regard, I find it ironic that EPA has been condemned in recent weeks for doing too little to protect the water in Flint, Michigan, and at the same time as they are being condemned by some of the same committee for doing too much to protect the water in Bristol Bay, Alaska.
Thursday's hearing, like the two that preceded it, did not deal with the merits of developing Pebble Mine. House members did, however, grill McLaren over a number of other by now familiar topics, like the legality or propriety of preemptive 404C action, collusion by EPA staff with outside anti-Pebble groups, working from a predetermined bias, the use of hypothetical mine scenarios, missing emails, and the adequacy of the Inspector General's report. It mostly boiled down to the P word, which was used a lot, including here by McLaren when asked if it would have been fine or perhaps even better to let NEPA play out like usual.
I think the NEPA process is a fine process. It is an excellent process, but there are other processes as well, and the 404C process is an independent process that has its own rules and due process, and it's a very fair and transparent process as well.
McLaren was asked repeatedly Thursday if he would consider revoking the 404C determination. He consistently answered that no, he would not.
Our proposed action in Bristol Bay is not a veto. It's not a final action. And the proposed determination does not prevent Pebble Limited Partnership from filing any permit applications.
This is the third hearing the House Science Committee has held regarding this topic. At least one Republican member said EPA v. Pebble had made it clear to him that the legislature needed to clarify the Clean Water Act's intent or the agency's authority.
So that those in the outside world who have to deal with or contend with have the ability to take the right actions in the best interest of the environment and the country. This is amazing. And the fact is, everyone needs to know what the rules are and play by the rules.
That was Vice Chairman Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.